It's time for the We Got the Geek survey.
All right, everybody, it's time for another geek survey, and joining us this week is the lovely Bev from Mostly Comics. How's it going?
Hi, Jay. I'm quaking. No hard questions.
No, we'll go easy on you. For example, the first question is, do you have a favorite movie?
Does it have to be a comic movie?
It can be any movie at all.
A favorite movie. Right now, Cars.
Okay.
Because I've watched it like every second weekend for the past year and a bit.
What about Cars 2?
That was scary. I wasn't allowed to watch more than the first few minutes.
Okay.
Seriously.
All right. Which brings me to the second question, which we enjoy hearing the answer for more than the favorite movie. What's your least favorite movie, one that stole 2 hours of your life?
Oh, I would have to say the one that gave me a crick in my neck was I fell asleep in the movie theater. I think it was like Shrek 3 or something. I literally fell asleep and woke up with a stiff neck. But that doesn't count because it put me to sleep.
Okay.
So, I don't know, because if I'm watching it at home and I don't like it, I just switch the sucker off. But actually, if I'm going to be honest and say which is my favorite movie, not one that I've been made to watch, 8 Heads in a Duffel Bag.
Oh, okay.
Nice, dark humor. I like that movie, 8 Heads in a Duffel Bag, and kind of like Throw Mama from the Train.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Those ones. Like that. Least cool. Favorite movie?
Yeah.
You gads. I don't have a least favorite movie that I can think of, because if I don't like it, I either leave or I stop watching. Fall asleep.
I should follow that, because if I'm watching a bad movie at home, I'll watch it right to the end.
Oh, no. apparently, I snored right through Shrek 3.
Nice. Here's a geek question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So the geeky question I was going to ask you, if you could have a superpower, what would it be?
Oh, if I could have a superpower, I'd want to be invisible. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think I'd want to be invisible. But then, if you're invisible, would... Like, let's say you had something in your hand that you wanted to shove down somebody's neck because they angered you.
Yeah.
Would the thing that you're holding in your hand become invisible?
Oh, I don't know.
Because, you see, I'd need for whatever I'm holding in my hand to be invisible. Because, like, I obviously is not going to smack anybody as hard as you would be able to. So I'd need to, like, put fleas in their pants or ice down their back. Now, would they see the fleas or the ice coming?
Oh, interesting question.
I'm turning into a freaking geek, aren't I?
That's all right with me.
Okay.
all right, if they were going to make a movie about you, who would play you in the movie?
Kim would say somebody loud. I would say Meryl Streep because she can do accents and apparently I have one.
Okay. Cool. As a bonus question, who plays Kim and Cheryl in the movie?
Cheryl would be that girl from Bridget Jones's Diary. What's her name?
Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger. And I think, just because Kim is Kim, we should piss him off and say that we would get Nicolas Cage to dye his hair white.
he would be angry.
Yes, he would.
Oh, he hates him. Nice.
Yes, I know.
Nice. Sorry if you're listening, Kim.
Yeah, but can't you see Renee Zellweger and Nicolas Cage? Oh. Cheryl and Kim.
We need this movie made now, pronto.
Yeah.
And who would you like to make the soundtrack for your movie?
Walk Off the Earth. Yep.
Okay.
Walk Off the Earth.
Cool. So I'll go to my next music question then. So in Guardians of the Galaxy, Star-Lord has a cassette tape, which he has labeled Awesome Mix Volume 1, which mm-hmm. he goes into space with. if you were going into space with one cassette tape, what songs would be on it?
It would have to be a cassette tape, not a CD, because, God, those things were a pain in the butt to find the start of a song and, you know, rewind, yeah. Fast forward.
Which, by the way, is coming out on cassette now.
It is?
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah.
I think I would go into space with, like, The Best of U2.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
Cool. If you could have three fictional characters over for dinner, and yes, well, we'll say someone else would cook the dinner, not you.
Okay.
Who would you have over?
Three fictional characters. Gandalf. Anne of Green Gables and, well, no, that's not fictional.
Well, she can come too.
Well, no. I was just thinking Gandalf, Anne of Green Gables, and who else? Because you want a nice mix.
Yeah.
Good God, three? I'm stumped for three.
All right, we'll have those two over.
Just those two.
Cool. If you could go back in time, where would you go to?
Anywhere in a real place?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I would like to go back to the Anglo-Boer War, so that I could see for myself what my great-grandmother talked about when she said they were besieged.
Cool.
Yeah, she wouldn't eat pumpkin to the day she died when she was 105, because that's all they ate for the longest time.
Oh, man.
Pumpkin.
Cool. You wouldn't go back in time to stop yourself from reading Death of Wolverine issue 4?
No, you see, as hard as it is to say no, I'd have to say no, because otherwise I'd always wonder, and then what happened?
Yes,
true. Even though I didn't necessarily like the way it wrapped up, I would not have liked not knowing how it wrapped up.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. That's all I got for you. So
okay.
Thanks for taking the Geek Survey. It wasn't so bad, right?
No, it wasn't so bad, except now I don't know who the hell I'm going to sit at my dinner table. I've got play settings for four, and I've only got three people there, myself and two others.
Well, you think about it. We'll get you next
okay.
time, and we'll find out what your least favorite movie is, too.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks, Beth.
Thanks.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.